and understand the situation in a way that women can't. They can't enter into a purely masculine zone and understand the situation and deal with men the way that a man can, contrary-wise, deal with a female situation. And this insight, which is sort of based very loosely on the chromosomes, he just used the chromosomes to illustrate the point that, you know, the man as the head of the family has to deal with the sons as well as the daughters as well as his wife, and therefore he's been fitted by God, who made the masculine sex, to be able to handle certain female issues. Do you find that? I find a lot of men would be scared by that, and I think perhaps one of the reasons why a lot of guys are, you know, as you say, they're there, but they're not there. they're home, but they're mentally checked out and dealing with their daughters, is because they're intimidated. They're somehow scared that if they have to go deal with their daughter about her hurts and wants and needs and difficulties in life, as well as just the simpler things like even the pleasant stuff, her likes and so forth, that they're going to be seeing too much vulnerability, and they're afraid they're not going to be able to handle it, and they might be exposing themselves to some vulnerability. What do you think? What do you think is the real reason that men don't like to deal with their daughters?
Well, as far as the whole chromosome thing, I mean, I had never thought of that. I mean, I'd love to read one of his books and see, you know, if it makes sense to me. I think that we're created, you know, as physical beings and as spiritual beings, so all things visible and invisible, and we have masculine qualities that women don't have, and women have feminine qualities that men don't have. So I think that there are situations where women are going to be able to nurture more effectively, not so much better, but maybe more effectively in certain areas. And I think men are going to be able to nurture effectively in certain areas. But always when a man is dealing with his daughter, she can always see a masculine point of view on it, no matter how emotionally detached from being a man we try to be, or masculine we try to be. We can try to be feminine all we want, but we are masculine beings.
Yeah.
As men.
By the way, I'm not saying we should become feminine in dealing with women. All I meant was at the level of the intellect, the man has the ability to sort of deal with female stuff, whereas it's not quite the other way around. So why do you think that men, I mean, do you see this with the men you work with, that they're intimidated by their daughters, not like physically but they're just somehow intimidated at their own perhaps inadequacy of being able to deal with, you know, what they think might be their wife's proper domain, you know, because this is after all a female thing?
Sure, absolutely. I think that men don't like to be vulnerable at all. I mean, it's the old adage, you know, the man won't pull over to the side of the road and ask directions because he doesn't want to look like a fool.
Yeah.
And so we want to answer questions that we know the answer to. You know, I mean, when's the last time you talked to any man and he said, "I don't know"? So we want to know everything. We want to have answers to everything. How do you talk to your daughter about her menstrual cycle? I mean, we don't experience that. So, I mean, I know that's, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on air, but I did. So
I think the audience can handle it. Yeah.
Men don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean,
we have to.
Yeah. And it's the kind of thing that, I think a lot of people just, they're afraid to go into somebody else's emotional sensitivities and like their hurts and things like that. But if you can't do that, you're not being a father. There's something,
right?
You know, that is the sort of paradigmatic distant father, somebody who can't, you know, hear the girl cry and then calm her down and say, "It's going to be okay, honey," or whatever, you know, not just some pat phrase, but to be the one to give the reassurances when they need to be given. Do you think that this is part of the larger crisis in masculinity, where men themselves are just boys, who, you know, waiting to grow up, teenagers, they haven't matured?